on daddy's old LGO.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, March 22nd, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild and dystopic ride it is. It gets wilder and crazier every day. The gaslighting just increases, doesn't it? The truth is all around us. It's that big, giant elephant in the room that never gets spoken to. Very, you know, faintly, occasionally, and it's not the whole elephant, it's like a toenail or something. You know, as the elephant tiptoes through the strawberry patch, undetected, apparently. You know, we hear about a toenail or a tusk or a part of an ear, or really maybe like a hair on the ear. It's very, very bizarre what's happening in this society. Dancing around issues, for example, as these incidents occur, and they're all suspicious to me. The Austin incident, 19 days of terror, very suspicious. It doesn't add up. It just doesn't feel right. And as always, no motive. To William's point yesterday, no motive means that everyone is a suspect, you know, because that's what we hear in this case. Everyone that knew him says the same thing we always hear. I had no idea. He was seemed like a polite young man, seemed intelligent, articulate, you know, not particularly politically motivated. A lot of people are speculating, including Geraldo. You know, maybe he didn't like black people. Maybe he didn't like Hispanic people. Maybe he didn't like minorities, except the you know, looking into the first two victims seems to discount that, and that's kind of interesting too. Who were they? And they were actually kind of high profile people, sort of in a manner of speaking, and religious conservatives. Anyway, it's very weird. It doesn't make any sense, as is always the case. But what I do know. I want to get to my letter to the kids here in a minute, but what I do know is that there is a high degree of manipulation. It's interesting that we know that the intelligence community is founded upon the directive of intrigue and deception. We know that the intelligence community has been caught red-handed time and time again, lying to Congress and the American people, destroying evidence like Gina Haspel did, by the way. So she's obviously uniquely qualified to run the CIA, having run torture sites, black sites, and destroyed evidence of the crimes. So the intelligence community has done that, and of course the, you know, folks who have also done that think that she's a fantastic candidate to run the CIA. I mean, that's always a good idea, right? Ask the criminals about the qualifications and credentials of their fellow criminals. That's always a good idea. Or ask the criminal about the crime. That's always a good idea too, right? We see that a lot. So we know that the intelligence community has lied to the American public and Congress. It has stonewalled Congress, folks like Senator Chuck Grassley, for example, who sent numerous letters to the FBI and, you know, Director Comey back in his day, for example, and, you know, beyond. And sometimes those requests and those inquiries are answered. More often than not, though, when the information is damning, they're just ignored. So we know this happens. We know that Trevor Aronson has proven, written a book that is unrebutted, it's unchallenged by the FBI, that the FBI is the terror factory and it creates more terrorism plots than all other organizations we hear about combined. It is the terror factory, the FBI. It is the domestic terror factory, I would say. The CIA is the foreign counterpart of that. There are numerous admissions of this. Numerous books have been written. Numerous folks have come out and said this. We know that the NSA, that used to stand for No Such Agency, is notorious for spying on the American people, whether directly or by proxy, through partners, functionaries like GCHQ, which, you know, is actually probably more the tail wagging the dog than anything. But we know all of these things are true. Numerous documentaries, numerous books, numerous whistleblowers. These are facts. When was the last time the CIA was caught telling the truth, or the FBI? They should be suspect in everything that they're involved in, everything they talk about, and yet they're not. Somehow, I mean, how is this possible that our minds have been so warped, so turned around, our thinking so turned upside down, that we know these facts, and yet we, in contravention to logic and critical thinking, we think of these organizations as somehow good, somehow beacons of virtue, paragons of virtue. How is that possible? And sure, I understand the rank and file discussion and all of that, but there are some folks, as the Hillary Clinton email scandal, the Russiagate nonsense has proven recently, there are some folks who are political operatives, and worse, I think political operative is sort of misdirection, plays down the the hybrid warfare that's being waged in the halls of the intelligence community, or, you know, as one front from the halls of the intelligence community. And as Exhibit A in this case, I would offer this point. Speaking of Garland and Sutherland Springs and now Austin, the Austin bombing incident, I would say, Texas, beware of Christopher Forrest Gump Combs. You know, the Forrest Gump effect that I talk about, you know, he Christopher Combs is one of those guys, the special agent in charge of the San Antonio division. He just happens to be a Forrest Gump kind of a guy, like Darwin Payne, or, you know, guys like that, or Patrick Pelu, or, you know, folks that just happen to be in the right place at the right time several times. I'm always intrigued when someone tells me story. They regale me with story after story after story about how they were Forrest Gump. Got to meet the president, invested in the Apple, did this, did that. Always there at the right place at the right time. Miraculous. It defies statistical probability. It defies the odds. It's impossible, in other words. People don't have that experience by accident, if you know what I mean. So Christopher Forrest Gump Combs, the FBI special agent in charge in San Antonio, is interesting. Suddenly we have Garland. You know, he was, what was it? Let's see. So the FBI announcement, Christopher Combs named special agent in charge of San Antonio division, that was published by the FBI April 29, 2014. Then you had some local news coverage of that, KSAT and some others. And then not long after that, you know, we have the Garland, Texas incident. That's interesting. And we know the FBI was involved in that, don't we? How involved is yet to be determined. But we had the Garland Springs nonsense. last November, we had the Sutherland or the Garland, Texas incident, Sutherland Springs nonsense last November, the Austin incident this month, the Austin bombing incident that doesn't make any sense. And all of this on Christopher Combs' watch. And from the FBI press release, the news release, speaking of Forrest Gump, he, in August 1998, he was assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task Force to work special events and cases related to domestic terrorism and weapons of mass destruction. So you can bet your bottom dollar that he, you know, knows the drill, pun intended. He was assigned, he assisted in forming the National Capital Response Squad in September 99, and 2 years later was the initial on-scene commander at the Pentagon on September 11. Initial on-scene. He wasn't just there. He was the initial on-scene commander at the Pentagon. He served as the FBI representative to the Unified Command for the duration of on-scene operations. Of course he did. Continuity of government. Government. Command and control. Full spectrum dominance. All that kind of crap. You know, you have a point guy like this. You know, he's a marquee player in this continuity of government system. This full spectrum dominance nonsense. And you stick him wherever he's needed. Continuing, in March 2003, Combs was promoted to Supervisory Special Agent of Weapons of Mass Destruction Operation Unit. You'll recall that that was the time that we were getting stovepiped to death by Dick Cheney, Rummy, and Wolfie and Co. You know, they created the Office of Special Plans, etc. And there's a great article in Esquire about the 15th anniversary of the invasion of Iraq, speaking of this. So, you know, Weapons of Mass Destruction Operations Unit. Forrest Gump was promoted to Supervisory Special Agent there. He was promoted again in January 2005 to Unit Chief of Operations Intelligence and Nominations at the Terrorist Screening Center. Later that year, he was selected as Special Assistant to the Senior Federal Law Enforcement Official during Hurricane Katrina. He was then asked to be a member of the White House Hurricane Katrina Lessons Learned Task Force. Of course he was. Why wouldn't Forrest Gump be? Let's see. 2006, January, transferred back to Washington Field Office, Supervisory Special Agent, National Capital Response Squad. 2009 presidential inauguration. July 2010, he was promoted to assistant special agent in charge of counterterrorism division at the Washington Field Office. Special agent in charge of the counterterrorism division at the Washington Field Office. While there, he oversaw the threats, domestic terrorism, special events, and special operations programs. Yeah. Guys like this, you know, he's a point guy. Hiding. Burrowed deep into the veins and arteries of the body politic. Intractable, as they say. Mr. Combs became the section chief of the Strategic Information Operations Center in January 2012. From September to December the following year, he acted as special agent in charge of the Milwaukee division. There were some fun things going on then, too. Volunteer firefighter for 8 years prior to joining the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. Currently a fellow with the Ash Center at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. That could be a whole discussion by itself. But so that's interesting. You know, the stuff that's happened in the Waco to the South Texas border area. Christopher Combs just happens to be there. And what does he say about all of this? Well, there was the Mediaite article by Lawrence Bonk, November 7th of last year, 2017. FBI official, active shooter numbers on the rise, and Americans need to prepare themselves. I want to give you that short little clip here in a second. And listen to the language he uses. These guys, you know, snakes can't really mask their the disingenuous nature of their nefarious efforts. Try as they may to mask their nonsense and sophism, it just never seems to work out. So anyway, in this clip that we'll play here in a second, this is reflecting on the Sutherland Springs incident, obviously, and he's the voice there, like he is for the FBI in the Austin bombing incident. This country has lost its mind. Anyway, whenever that clip is ready, I would like to play that. So, looking into Christopher Combs and his background, interesting. Speaking of him, last month there was the article, San Antonio Business Journal, on cybersecurity, FBI offers expertise to San Antonio SA execs at day-long conference. Leading experts in cybersecurity at the FBI will gather in San Antonio late March for a day-long conference. That's March 28th at the Oblate School of Theology, and will include several breakout topics led by FBI agents. That's going to be fun. We look at the viability of American companies as vital to national security, so we want to make sure that our companies are protected from both adversaries domestically and overseas. Yeah, we've seen an increase in overseas adversaries targeting U.S. businesses. How about that? What about that story, Christopher Combs? You know, the we hear about Russian agents hacking this, and what about that Yahoo News story? Remember when Yahoo, you know, everybody was saying, "Oh my gosh, 500 million email users were hacked by the Russians." But what about that Yahoo News story? Behind the hack on Yahoo, Russian agents who had been courted by the FBI. What about that, Christopher Combs? What about that? U.S. indicts two Russian spies and two hackers over Yahoo breach, except the Obama FBI had recruited them. Oh my goodness. Russians are hacking things. You mean the Russians that the FBI courted? So here is Christopher Combs reflecting on Sutherland Springs and, you know, active shooters on the rise. And listen to the language he uses. Go ahead, please.
So I've done a lot on active shooters through the years. You know, you look at the numbers are on the rise. I think everybody, no matter where you are, needs to think about this. If you're in a school, if you're in a college, if you go to the movies, we should all be thinking about, what are we going to do if a crisis breaks out right here? There are a lot of programs out there. The FBI supports programs. We teach law enforcement. There's private community programs out there. But I think we all have to think very hard about this and make sure that we're prepared. Just like schools do fire drills, because we used to kill a lot of children in fires back in the early 1900s, I think we all have to take active shooters very seriously and do everything we can to prepare and prevent for that.
This is a local player than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel.
with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's the good life.
So I've done a lot on active shooters through the years. You know, you look at the numbers are on the rise. I think everybody, no matter where you are, needs to think about this. If you're in a school, if you're in a college, if you go to the movies, we should all be thinking about, what are we going to do if a crisis breaks out right here? There are a lot of programs out there. The FBI supports programs. We teach law enforcement. There's private community programs out there, but I think we all have to think very hard about this and make sure that we're prepared. Just like schools do fire drills, because we used to kill a lot of children in fires back in the early 1900s, I think we all have to take active shooters very seriously and do everything we can to prepare and prevent for that.
Just like schools do fire drills, because we used to kill a lot of children in fires. What? So, you know, now we have to have active shooter drills because we kill a lot of kids in schools. What? You see what I'm saying? I don't trust this guy. I wouldn't trust this guy as far as I could throw him. And Forrest Gump just keeps showing up at the wrong place at the wrong time. And wherever Forrest Gumps go, bad things seem to happen. And he's saying, I've seen the numbers are on the rise. So is he psychic? How do we know? The reason we know bad things are happening is because forces are at being brought to bear on society to make bad things happen, to erode and eviscerate tradition and morals and values and ethics, the moorings, the underpinnings of a civil society. And you see the evidence all over the place. I want to get to some stories here in a little bit. But, you know, where do you begin? There's just so much going on. I just don't know where to begin. So, but anyway, speaking of Garland, Sutherland Springs, Austin, et cetera, I would say beware Christopher Forrest Gump Combs, FBI special agent in charge, San Antonio division since, what is it? April 29, 2014, from Waco to the southern border, he says, San Antonio division operates. So I would expect more trouble in the from Waco to the South Texas border area, if you know what I mean. If more trouble comes, I'm psychic. Not. And neither is Christopher Combs. It's not an accident. So three times his enemy action, and since Christopher Combs has been there, you've seen Garland, Sutherland Springs, and Austin. So in you know, his area. A guy who just happens to have been the initial on-scene commander at the Pentagon on September 11. And, you know, Weapons of Mass Destruction Operations Unit during the stovepiping to death of the American people. Weapons of Mass Destruction. Dick Cheney, people, you're not getting it. We need to create an Office of Special Plans so that we can stovepipe some hardcore intelligence and tell people that, you know, Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. You mean like that report that was just published, the RBN story, 40 tons of chemical weapons left by militants found in Syria. That story, the Russian Ministry of Defense says. Remember back in 2012 when Russia was saying, there's strong evidence to suggest that a staged false flag chemical attack is imminent. They said that back in 2012. What happened in 2013? Anyway, so weapons of mass destruction, you know, Christopher Forrest Gump Combs is, you know, it's all over that stuff. He's always there. So hopefully nothing bad happens in the Waco to the South Texas border area. But if it does, you can bet your bottom dollar the FBI will be there. It'll be Vladislav Surkov-style theater, like everything. You can't quite, you know, I mean, so we hear Mark Anthony Condit, 23-year-old suspect with no motive still. No, you hear that in every story now. Every story that I've seen this morning, no motive. What's still missing, he has a, you know, 25-minute video confession on his phone that no one's been able to listen to. And, but, you know, we know that the FBI, it's a proven fact that the FBI helped Sammy Osmakosh make his martyrdom video. We know that, you know, deep fakes and voodoo software and all the others allow for the faking of video and audio. So what can you prove? What can you really prove? What seems to be, and you can plant evidence. That's easy enough. So what seems to be provable, I guess, if anything is in this case, is that things don't add up like they never do. And when does that happen? Every time. Do people just do stuff for no reason? Does someone just order detonator devices from overseas for no apparent reason? You know? So the FBI is tracking cell phone data and internet searches, Google searches. They subpoenaed Google for Google searches, which that sounds kind of weird. That doesn't make sense either. How did they establish that a Google search would produce anything? Because if you're trying to do something and cover your tracks, see what I'm saying? It doesn't. Things don't add up. That's one of the things that seems to be self-evident. Anyway, you know, real quick, I guest hosted the National Intel Report last night. I didn't finish a thought. I went through a quick history lesson of a timeline that if you see the timeline, and there's a broader timeline, obviously, but a little kind of chapter in the history of the terrorism that's been perpetrated on the Middle East, the Ottoman Empire in particular, the Fertile Crescent, the Global Balkans, as Zbigniew Brzezinski would call it, et cetera, et cetera. You know, a little chapter in that history is Operation Cyclone. You got guys who want to remap the Middle East. That's just a fact. And they've been working on that for a long time. There are a variety of reasons. There are the natural resources. There's also the fact that if you can conquer the Afghan area through the long war, the war of attrition, then you've maybe conquered the world, essentially, because historically there's an area in that region that great military leaders go to die on their sword, basically. So, you know, there are a variety of reasons to try to conquer that area. And so the chapter is Operation Cyclone, the Afghan trap, as Brzezinski referred to it affectionately, which drew in the Soviets because, as he admitted in that 1998 La Nouvelle Observatoire interview, publicly we heard that we recruited the Mujahideen after the Soviets invaded, but privately, 6 months before invasion.
Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages.
Welcome back. I need to get to this letter. I'll do that in a second. But so this history, this chapter in this history, you see this, it's the same thing in everything. It's the same thing we see with the social change. Tomorrow I'm going to do, you know, in this continuation of the death cult ideology, and I guess this would be part 7, because it is, you know, part of it. These folks like Christopher Forrest Gump Combs, who are, you know, you can't be in this many places and it be a coincidence. It's just not possible. So the color revolutions, the hybrid warfare, the nonlinear warfare is being waged on the American people with all kinds of tactics like mimetic warfare, you know, with these hashtags as part of the color revolution that, you know, hashtags and sound bites that don't make any sense. You know, choose love. What? What does that even mean? It's all part of, well, remember Obama's nation building? America, it's time for nation building here at home. Remember that soundbite that he reiterated? Well, it's here, isn't it? Nation building is terrorism, and there is always the precursor of destabilizing a society. That's what this hybrid war, this nonlinear war is all about. The color revolutions. Oh, I mean the March for Our Lives, excuse me. The color revolutions. Oh, I mean the women's marches. Sorry. Because marching around dressed up as genitalia is, that's intelligent. That'll, you know, that's, and again, it's ironic, isn't it? I'm trying to articulate things that, you know, information that most people don't traffic in, but it's fact. The FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots than all other organizations combined. Yet somehow people can, without looking into it at all for themselves, without seeing the numerous accounts, pretty much without exception, find me a story where an informant wasn't involved in some terrorist plot. Every single time, certainly in the majority of cases, it's very easy to look at, you look at a few of the mainstream stories, even on these kinds of events. Oh, you know, so-and-so was convicted and, you know, the FBI first learned about him. Because it's the known wolf that Patrick Henningsen over at 21st Century Wire talks about. Oh, he slipped through the cracks. Darn it. Yeah, that's the hop. That's the IHOP. It happened on purpose. Whether it was made, helped, or let, you know, M, H, or L, it was IHOP. It happened on purpose. You know, and the more you dig into it, I mean, when the FBI is helping folks like Sammy Osmakosh make martyrdom videos, well, did the CIA help Bin Laden, who kept getting younger and younger, even though he was on a dialysis machine? Where did he get all the equipment to build, you know, I mentioned Norm Dixon's article whenever 9/11 comes up. The fact that Norm Dixon wrote his article was published a week after September 11, 2001. It's a brilliant article, still probably one of the best pieces of, most scathing pieces of information you can find. Why isn't that widely circulated? It's still up. How the CIA created Osama bin Laden. September 18, 2001. Brilliant article. We all know all that though now, right? So, you know, you try to say stuff like this to people and I'm crazy, but people can dress up in genitalia and go march and say nonsensical things and somehow that's credible. What is happening in this society? We have lost our minds. Anyway, it's pretty overwhelming, I would say. So let's get to this, well, the timeline and then the letter to the kids. So this chapter, I guess, in the timeline, because, you know, it goes back centuries, again, probably most notably to the unholy alliance between Ibn Abd al-Wahhab and the House of Saud in the 1740s to create political and religious control mechanism. When Karl Marx made that statement that has been paraphrased down to religion is the opiate of the masses, because that's a paraphrasing. Really, you could argue, I think, that Wahhabism was arguably in view when that statement was made. Sure, maybe counterfeit Christianity too. Real Christianity is about a relationship, not a religion. And Wahhabism, you know, you can see on the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry under views on extremism, it is an ideology, not a religion. So that's a whole different discussion. But so you have to go back to about there, come through the Barbary pirates, which were actually Wahhabi pirates, and the conscription of the British intelligence mechanism of Wahhabism, you know, and Lawrence of Arabia and British Saudi Arabia and British Israel as, you know, two kind of ends of a vice to squeeze the Middle East and really the rest of the world too. But the chapter, Operation Cyclone, the Afghan Trap, you know, the late 70s, early 80s in particular. And at the same time, you had the Oded Yanan plan for a greater Israel. You have the, you know, Iran-Contra nonsense and other drug and gun running around the world by the CIA, or led by the, spearheaded by the CIA. So you have all of that going on, and the Soviets drawn into the Afghan trap, wearing them out, resulting in the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union, and immediately what happened, immediately, actually even a little bit before, right? What happened in 1991? The Gulf War, that's right. And other fun things like Gulf War syndrome, you know, Gulf War illness, and depleted uranium and white phosphor rounds, and you know, fun stuff like that. The NATO coalition forces. Anyway, 1991, August, you know, 90 to February 91, you know, you had Desert Shield, Desert Storm, et cetera, et cetera. Right there at the moment of the collapse of the Soviet Union, so that, as Wesley Clark intimated, you know, he was told by Rummy and Wolfie and, you know, the Wolfowitz doctrine, no one can tell us who we can bomb. No one's going to tell us who we can bomb. And we're going to go attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq. And we did. Immediately after the collapse of the Soviet Union, clean up all those old Soviet client states, they said. Then we're going to go to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. Been seeing that ever since, haven't we? You fast forward to now, though, and this was the point that I missed in yesterday's National Intel Report. What's going on now? Why the hysteria to ramp all of this stuff up? And what's going on over there is insane. We have leveled places like Iraq, Libya in particular. Syria is being leveled right now, raised, R-A-Z-E-D. And so what's going on? You know, a big push revolves around the new Silk Road. The new Silk Road is about to come online, and with trillions at stake to steal, everyone's vying for their position, and so bad guys are getting impatient. Hey, we got to hurry up. You know, untold trillions are on the line, are at stake. So that's what's going on. That's a big reason for this area. It's a big reason why America is just being gutted and forgotten about. The new Silk Road is about to come online. Anyway, this letter, it's sort of hodgepodge, but we'll do it anyway, this way, I guess. To the kids. Actually, I think what I'll do is I'll save that. And in this segment, I'll do this maybe in the first segment of the second hour. But in this segment, it's interesting, a sort of non-sequitur that is related, the CIA intrigue, deception, misdirection, and overt unabashed influence, I would say. It's interesting, you know, this is related because of the nonsense that we've seen. You know, we know the CIA and its Operation Mockingbird efforts to propagandize the American people. William Colby admitted to it. Folks, you know, CIA assets on payroll, credentialed journalists. Back in the 70s during the Church Committee hearings, that again is a fact. But that's all stopped, right? And again, this is interesting. You try to tell people this and, oh, you're crazy. That's a conspiracy. Actually, the CIA is responsible for putting that thought in your head, but and it was very effective because now, 50 years later, you're still parroting that CIA talking point. How fantastic is that? Man, they got a lot of bang for the buck on that one, didn't they? So speaking of CIA intrigue, the CIA in particular, you know, but really the broader intelligence community, intrigue, deception, misdirection, and overt, unabashed influence, Exhibit A, right on the CIA's website, cia.gov, careers and internships, you can find the entry, the job entry for political analyst. Salary, $54,000 to $80,000. You could make, you know, pretty decent money being a political analyst, quote unquote. Higher starting salary possible depending on experience level. Sure, DOE. This position offers an opportunity to participate in the language hiring bonus program. See bonus programs in the benefits section for more information. But what is a political analyst for the CIA? What does one do? According to the job description, political analysts support U.S. policymakers by producing written assessments of the domestic politics and international relations of foreign governments and entities. They examine these actors' goals and motivations, culture, values, society, and ideologies, their resources and capabilities, their political and decision-making processes, the strengths and weaknesses of their strategies for achieving their goals, and the impact of those elements on U.S. interests. So, political analysts, CIA political analysts, support U.S. policymakers by producing written assessments of their domestic politics and international relations of foreign governments and entities. Agent, you know, it goes on to say agency analysts are encouraged to maintain and broaden professional ties through academic study contacts and attendance at professional meetings. They also may choose to pursue additional studies in fields relevant to areas of responsibility, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, this is disturbing. Should be disturbing that this is just openly admitted. The next entry on this topical line, honorable mention, I would say, not CIA.gov, but CIAagentedu.org. CIAagentedu.org. Same thing, political analyst. So if you go to CIAagentedu.org/political-analyst, you'll see how to become a political analyst with the Central Intelligence Agency. Fantastic. Political analysts must be able to achieve a certain degree of insight that comes with expertise, remain aware of U.S. history, be able to recognize when American cultural biases may lead to tension in foreign relationship, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Gives you a path, tells you who's preferred. CIA political analysts examine the goals and motivations of foreign governments and their interests, which also includes investigating their ideologies, cultures, values, and society. The major hurdle of a political analysis is to establish credibility, as policymakers often view politics in a general with a certain degree of skepticism. As such, political analysis must be relevant, objective, timely, informed, and written in an expert voice. In other words, propaganda. So as a senior political analyst with the CIA said, with credibility comes impact. It's all about influence. It's all about propagandizing. It's all about social engineering. It's not about right and wrong. It's unbelievable. This stuff is just right out in the open. So here's another fun one. Speaking of CIAagentedu.org, you can look at their little find a school thing, school listing. You can click on the states. You go to find a school in the main menu and choose the states. Anyway, I was just goofing around yesterday and I went to the state of Texas. Among its many duties, the CIA regularly provides intelligence reports. This is requirements for CIA jobs in Texas. So on this page, among its many duties, the CIA regularly provides intelligence reports and warnings to military units stationed in Texas, including Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Randolph Air Force Base near San Antonio, Camp Mabry in Austin, Fort Hood in Killeen, Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Camp Bullis Military Training Reservation near San Antonio. Fun stuff. Good times. So, you know, some things have happened in those areas. And, you know, Forrest Gump is there too. So I'm just saying, stick around. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance.
above all.
We are a nation whose strength abroad has been anchored in opportunity for our citizens here at home. Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people. We must unleash innovation that creates new jobs and industries while living within our means. We must rebuild our infrastructure and find new and clean sources of energy. And most of all, after a decade of passionate debate, we must recapture the common purpose that we shared at the beginning of this time of war. For our nation draws strength from our differences. And when our union is strong, no hill is too steep. No horizon is beyond our reach. America, it is time to focus on nation building here at home.
See, of Barack Obama, the gift that keeps on giving. And, you know, to his credit, Donald Trump has said, we're not nation building. We should, nation building should come to an end. But, you know, that's just talk. So what's been happening? Actually, more of the same has been happening. And with no end in sight, you know, when you shift hardcore terrorists, really, like Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel around, you kind of adjust your game pieces for a more virulent strain of terrorism, which is synonymous with nation building, it's hard to argue that more of the same won't continue. So that's unfortunate. But, you know, and then there's kind of what's happening at home, the destabilization of America. What's happening in Parkland right now? I mean, it's insane. We should play the clip. Maybe I'll play that in the second hour of Zachary, Nicholas Cruz's brother, appearing in court. And even CNN reported, you know, it was misdemeanor trespass that he was picked up for, held on $500,000 bond. And what's the usual bond for that? $2,500? No, $25. $25? Are you kidding me? So is that authoritarian? Is that abusive? They're carrying plastic backpacks. Basically, they're carrying Ziploc bags as backpacks now at Stoneman Douglas. I'm sure the kids are thrilled about that. While the David Hoggs and the Emma Gonzalez's and the Cameron Caskeys run around the country acting like little starlets, their fellow students suffer. Oops. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.